This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. In Bihar, the expansion and oath-taking ceremony of Nitish Kumar-led cabinet is being held. Several ministers are being administered the oath of office at a ceremony at Raj Bhavan in Patna. Earlier today, in a sudden political development, Revenue and Land Reforms Minister Dr. Dilip Kumar Jaiswal tendered his resignation from the post. Dr. Jaiswal is also the Chief of State BJP, and it has been said that he has resigned from his post to pave the way for cabinet expansion. Yesterday, BJP President JP Nadda and Chief Minister and JDU President Nitish Kumar held discussions for the modalities of cabinet expansion in Patna. Sources said 4 to 5 new faces may be accommodated in the cabinet from BJP quota. The Border Security Force BSF has foiled an infiltration bid and shot dead a park intruder along the international border in Pathankot in the wee hours today. Our correspondent, quoting BSF Jammu Frontier PRO, reports that BSF troops observed a suspicious movement during pre-dawn across the border near Tashpatan border outpost in the Pathankot sector. An intruder was observed crossing the border and was challenged by the alert troops of the border guarding force. As the intruder paid no heed and kept on moving ahead, sensing a threat, troops neutralized him. The BSF said the identity of the slain intruder and motive is being ascertained and a strong protest will be lodged with Pakistan Rangers. President Draupadi Murmu has said women should try to become self-reliant and self-sufficient. She said that only when women are successful in their lives, our society and country will be successful. The president was addressing the mass marriage program of 251 girls at Bageshwar Dham in Chhatarpur district of Madhya Pradesh today. The president further said the government has resolved to build a developed India and for that, equal development of all sections of the society is necessary. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said this year's budget will benefit the middle class, farmers and also MSMEs. Speaking after inaugurating the BJP office at Coimbatore, the Home Minister stated that this was the third time that Prime Minister Narendra Modi was elected to power because people have strong belief in him. Mentioning about the elections held in Odisha, Andhra Pradesh, Delhi, Haryana and Maharashtra, he said it has proved that people want the government which has the agenda of national development. He asserted that the NDA will form the government next year in Tamil Nadu. He said that it's time for the BJP to end the DMK government, which is known for its anti-national beliefs. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India and Japan can also collaborate to strengthen resilient supply chain for African countries, particularly in critical and emerging sector. Speaking at the Japan-India-Africa Business Forum virtually, Dr. Jaishankar said the growth and prosperity of Africa will not only benefit its people, but also contribute to broader global stability and economic progress. Railway has operated more than 194 outward trains from various stations of Prayagraj till 12 noon today for the convenience of the Mahakumbh devotees returning home after taking dip in Sangam on the occasion of Mahashivratri. The Railway Ministry said around 10 lakh passengers travelled in these trains. The ministry said special arrangements have been made to run additional trains after the Mahashivratri Snan and extra rakes have been stationed near Prayagraj for use. Railway will operate more than 350 trains from Prayagraj today. The festival of Mahashivratri is being celebrated with religious fervour and gaiety in India and abroad today. A large number of devotees are visiting the most revered Shiva temples in different states. In Madhya Pradesh, devotees are thronging all major temples on the occasion of Mahashivratri. Our correspondent reports at Jyotirlings Mahakaleshwar and Omkareshwar, long queues of devotees is seen since early morning today. In Odisha, thousands of devotees flock to Lord Shiva temples across the state since early morning to mark the auspicious occasion of Mahashivratri. Ukraine and the United States have agreed on a framework for a broad economic deal, including the extraction of rare earth minerals. According to Ukrainian officials, who spoke on condition of anonymity, Kyiv hopes the agreement will help secure continued U.S. military support, which Ukraine urgently needs. There was no immediate response from the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump. And that is the end of this news bulletin.